You tunes out there, and welcome back to another episode of History of Animation. With the new Godzilla and Kong movie coming out, I thought it would be fun to look into the origins of Godzilla. Before some of you ask what this has to do with animation, I want you to look at the trailers for the new movie and explain how they made it without animation. Visual effects is just animation that was made with computers as a tool. Anyways, with that out of the way, let's get into this OG movie monster. The first movie Godzilla appeared in was released in 1954. Of course, Godzilla is the Western name for them. Their original Japanese name is Gojira, which is a combination of Gorira, the Japanese word for gorilla, and Kujira, the Japanese word for whale. So Gojira is basically gorilla whale. Since they do emerge from the ocean, I guess that does make some sense. The team that designed them was the employees at Toho Studios. The design of Gojira was supposed to depict the negative effects of nuclear bombing. They wanted the reptilian skin to resemble burns, like those of the blast survivors. After they had the design down, they had to actually make their monster. Monster movies had been made before. Most famous examples at the time was King Kong in 1933 and The Beast from 2000 Fathoms in 1953. In these, the monsters were brought to life with stop-motion animation. The team at Toho had a different idea. They made a suit. I'm not sure who thought of this, but it was done under the direction of the special effects director, Eiji Tsubara. The actor that was in the suit was Haru Nakajima. I highly recommend looking at Nakajima's IMDb page. The photo of him that they use is him standing on what looks like a Hollywood star that says Godzilla, and he's doing like the little Godzilla stance like he would do in the suit, and it's just so cute. IMDb also says that in a 2014 interview, he said, "I am the original, the real thing. My Godzilla was the best." And I just love that confidence. He actually played Godzilla in 12 films between 1954 and 1973. It seems that he retired from the role because of how difficult it was to wear the suit. It was very heavy, some sources saying that it was 200 pounds, and I've even found some sources claiming that he passed out several times while filming the first film due to heat exhaustion. Gojira movies were made with actors in suits alongside miniature settings, or composited into a miniature setting, for the next 40 years. This changed when Roland Emmerich decided to make an American version of Godzilla in 1998. He chose to mostly rely on CGI to bring Godzilla to life. The design of this Godzilla resembles a T-Rex more than the original Gojira design. People were not happy with this version of Godzilla. It was meant to be more realistic, but let's be real. No one's watching a movie about giant monsters and expects it to look realistic. Thankfully, the suit wasn't fully retired. A few Gojira movies still got made using the suit. There's just a charm of having the limitations of the suit that I think most people really appreciated. In 2014, a new Godzilla movie would be made in America. This was by Garth Edwards, and of course, he used CGI. But at least the design of the character is a lot closer to the Gojira's design. Plus, the animation for his Godzilla's movements were slower and meant to more emphasize the sheer size and weight of the creature. Honestly, it's probably more realistic than the 1998 version. Now, the new movie that's about to come out soon is called Godzilla x Kong, The New Emperor, which is a sequel to Godzilla vs. Kong, which came out in 2021. But did you know that there was a Godzilla vs. Kong movie before that? It was actually called King Kong vs. Godzilla, and it was released in 1962. I found myself wondering why they changed the order of the name for the more recent one. Maybe they didn't want people to get confused with the old movie, but I feel like that'd be kind of hard to do. The old version looks kind of silly because of the Kong suit, though I don't remember anyone complaining about it being a remake when the 2021 movie came out, so people probably just don't even know that it was a thing. It will be interesting to see where Godzilla goes next. My assumption is that they will continue to make more CGI Godzilla movies, but who knows? While I love animation, I do find special effects to have a great charm to them. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see what comes. Well, that's it for now. Just a reminder to you all that I started a Discord channel, so if you're interested in joining, there will be a link in the description. And don't forget to like this episode and follow for more animation history.